Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So a couple days ago, I walked in on my wife.
Oh, no.
As one does. I walked in on Knick Knack. And she was in our bedroom, and the TV's kind of up high in the bedroom, and she was...
mouth breathing? What was she looking at?
Yep, total mouth breathing. Watching, was it Mystic Pizza?
Oh, with Julia
Good
Roberts?
God, every time.
I love that movie!
Yeah, she stopped everything she was doing, and I mean, it was like an hour into the movie, but she was zoned out. And I was like trying to talk to her. She's like, no.
I've seen this a million times. I need to watch it again.
My gosh. Yeah. She does that. And she does it with the Goonies, too, whenever the Goonies is on.
Okay.
It's like she stops everything, and no matter where, there's 5 minutes left, she's watching it. If there's an hour left, she's watching it. She's like, the Goonies.
Goonies never say die, right?
Yeah, so Goonies never say die. So it kind of, you know, gave me a little laugh. So I went up onto my Facebook, and I threw up a post. Hey, what's the movie that you just can't shut off whenever it's on? Amber from Boulder shot me back a message. Hers is Top Gun Maverick. She says, I don't care if I've seen it 10 times. As soon as Tom Cruise hits the runway, I'm not moving until the credits roll. It's like my chores suddenly become classified information is what she said. She's really into Top Gun.
Apparently.
And then she fired back, what about you guys? What's the one movie from the last few years that you just can't not watch when it's on? And that's Amber from Boulder. So we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. If you guys want to sound off with yours, we would love to chat with you, see if we agree, if we disagree. What's the one movie that you just can't shut off? My pick would be The Batman with Heath Ledger.
The Dark Knight.
That would be my second pick. So Batman and then Anchorman.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of movies with man in the title, apparently.
Apparently.
What's yours?
Well, just thinking about two of the actors we've already mentioned, Julia Roberts, Pretty Woman, every single time.
I just watched that for the first time.
Doesn't matter where we're at. Those are slippery little suckers. It's like my favorite line to
different.
Quote ever. Tom Cruise, Vanilla Sky. It's a little lesser known movie.
That
is a good movie. It definitely gets in, you know, your whole thought process. You're just like, it'll make you think differently when you're done watching that movie. But it's got Penelope Cruz in it as well. Great flick. But Riding in Cars with Boys, Drew Barrymore, that's another one for me. And then League of Their Own.
There's
love
no crying
that
in baseball.
Movie.
That's
and
a
again,
solid movie.
Anywhere in it. It just is, it's so fascinating to me and very entertaining.
Our mutual friend Stephanie, who's involved with all the comic cons.
Yeah.
That we've talked about her before. She's in Rhode Island this weekend. She had to pick up Gina Davis from the airport.
Oh my
God. For the comic con. I know,
what?
Right? I know.
The
I was like,
Gina
whoa.
Davis?
Because I told Nicole that, because she's a huge Gina Davis fan too. She's like, yeah, she's hanging out with Gina Davis. Phone lines are ringing 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Obviously, your texts are great, but we want to talk to you guys. Call right now. What's the movie that you just can't shut off when it's on? Here's Jordan. Hi, Jordan. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, name the movie.
Titanic, all day.
Yeah.
Really? Even though it's like 8 hours long?
Sign me up. Take my whole day.
Really? Yeah, I guess that's a pretty good one.
And I don't know if people feel this way about it like I do, but I'm always hoping the boat doesn't sink.
No, it sinks. It still goes down, Katie.
I know, but it still ends up on the bottom. Maybe it'll be different this time.
With that movie, I'm like, maybe it'll be different and they'll get Jack up on that door.
Yes,
exactly.
It'll be different.
There's plenty of room up here for you.
Jordan, you would have loved being in my house a couple months ago when my son was learning about the Titanic in school. And that movie was on repeat nonstop.
Really?
I mean, it was on all day, every day, over and over and over and over.
Well, it's a classic, so I'm glad it was.
I will tell you one more thing about that movie. We went and saw it in theaters, and I went with my parents, and, you know, I was much younger. What year did that come out? Like
98.
In the 90s? Yeah.
97,
so,
97.
My God. So I was in junior in high school. We went with my parents to go watch that movie, and then there's that scene where he's drawing her and her lady parts
yes,
are out.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there with my mom and my dad. No! No!
Look away!
So good. Jordan, thank you for kicking this off. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Wow, phone lines are lighting up here. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
All right. So what's the one movie that you just can't shut off?
any of the John Wick movies. My older kids, my older kids were wanting to watch John Wick 4 a little bit ago. And I'm like, they haven't seen any of the others, so you kind of need to watch the other ones first. And I was trying to read a book, and they put them on, and I literally could not pay attention to the book. I kept looking up because I hadn't seen the first one in forever. And I was like, yep, okay, this book is going down. I'm watching John Wick now.
His poor dog, right? His poor
dog.
Oh, my God, yes.
Now, let me ask you, do you like the storyline and everything, or do you just have the hots for Keanu?
I really do like the storyline.
Yeah, okay.
It's a little bit of both, right? But I really do love the storyline because all of the movies are great. I think all of them are great.
They are good movies.
I've seen 3 and 4 in theaters, and the most recent one, the ballerina one. So
that's pretty solid.
I just think they couldn't have picked a better actor for that franchise. Like, he is so perfect for that, you know, and that makes it awesome.
Sarah, thank you for your vote. Have a great day. Here is Annika. Good morning, Annika.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, girl. All right, so what's your movie?
I have to say Star Wars.
Yes, Annika.
Yes.
Oh, my God, your name's Annika.
That's so, I know, you're like almost Anakin.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So close.
What's your favorite one? I got to ask you.
I mean, I think my favorite is probably Empire Strikes Back.
Great choice.
Jedi's way better. Return of the Jedi. Far superior.
Yeah, Return of the Jedi is good.
That's good.
Yeah,
you can't go wrong with them, Annika. I love it. That makes my heart happy.
Empire freaks me out when they slice open that, what is it, a tauntaun?
The tauntaun,
or whatever, and they shove Luke in there. That freaks me out. I can't do it.
I do have to say, I don't like the new ones, though.
The Disney ones, I don't count. I don't count those.
We don't count those.
I don't watch them.
No. I'm with you right there. They're not good. Ugh.
Solid choice, Annika. Thank you for calling.
I
give you
her.
One more of these.
That makes me so I love Annika. That makes me
favorite.
So happy.
Then open up a phone line, 303-691-1649. When a movie comes on, you just can't turn it off. What's the movie? We want to know. Here's Sarah. Hi, Sarah. What's your movie?
Hi. I actually have three. There is The Shawshank Redemption, The Green Mile, and Enemy Mine.
Shawshank
I've only
is
seen
great.
The Green Mile.
Oh, you haven't seen Shawshank?
I haven't seen Shawshank.
Oh,
I love Shawshank.
Yeah. That's a great movie. You
it really
like
is.
It. You would like that.
It. Huh.
I think you
what
should
sit
down.
What makes it so great?
It's the escape from jail, man.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Spoiler alert.
I
mean.
It's been out for 3 decades.
Yeah. But also, it kind of invokes all your emotions, that movie. Like,
it is such a good movie.
You go through it,
and
for
it's
sure.
Narrated by Morgan Freeman.
Exactly. There's that.
Yes.
There's
well,
that.
Now I'm back in.
Yeah. I know.
Now I'm back in.
Yeah, that's a good
Sarah, thank
good
you
picks.
For your three.
Those are great.
Pretty good. Here's Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hello.
Hi. What's your movie?
Jaws.
Ah, good old Jaws. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah,
yes, I have
solid.
Jaws. I have Jaws everywhere in my house. I've got the posters. I've got the movies. I have everything. I've got the actual things. I've got autographs from the people in the movie Jaws.
Oh, wow.
I feel like you're making this up.
No.
No, I can send pictures.
I wish you would. Send me. I'll post them on our social.
Yeah.
What's your most prized Jaws possession?
Probably my autograph. My autograph from the Jaws movie. Yeah, I've got an actual Bruce the Shark. I actually even have teeth from Bruce the movie.
No, the now you're
shark.
Really making
I was going to ask
up.
You if you had
How do you know? How do you know?
I even have a light. Well, because it's all set up. It says Jaws the movie.
It's authenticated.
I could have made that, though. I could have made that and said, yeah, these are teeth from the movie. You bet.
Well, they could have, but it was $125, so I hope not.
Yeah.
No, I think you got scammed, Tina.
The shark.
Is there a certificate of authenticity with it?
Yes, on the back.
There you go.
Yes.
Some guy printed out on his printer. Yeah. Tina, I want you to send me pictures of all your Jaws memorabilia, all right?
Okay, it'll be a couple pictures, but okay.
Thanks, Tina.
Wait, before you go, give me the Jaws that go dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun. I actually even have. I was just in the hospital, and I actually have a little thing. Listen,
what is that?
It's a picture my son gave me.
I love
All
that.
All right.
That's cute. Well,
Tina, thank you for calling. Have a great day. Don't
Thanks,
get eaten by a
Tina.
Shark.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. What the heck? What the hell just happened?
I don't know what that was. What? I loved
squirrel.
It, though.
Leanne.
Hey, KJ.
Hey.
You got any funny sound effects for us like Tina did?
Yeah. I do not. It. No, I do not.
It was so random. So fantastic. All right, so what's your movie that you just can't turn off?
Predator.
Oh,
the original, that's good.
With Schwarzenegger.
But the original Predator. But imagine going to see my aunt in Southern California and being handed a book that her son made, my cousin Chris, and he actually designed and built the Predator suit.
No.
The Predator shoes?
What?
Suit.
Yeah.
Oh, suit. I thought she said shoes. Soup.
Jeremy.
Yeah, you tell him.
I feel like you're making that up.
No, actually, no. He and his brother Terry both worked for Disney and various film companies, and
well, that's
they
pretty
actually
neat.
were in South America when they were filming it, and the actor that was the Predator was 7 feet tall, and he said to them, "I can't take it; it's too hot in the suit." So my cousin went back and redesigned it and did this cool thing, and he was in this suit, and it was 68 degrees, and then he wouldn't take it off because everybody else was boiling hot, and here he is, cool as a cucumber. That was really cool. Yeah, okay. My cousin's done a bunch of stuff, you know.
Well,
with,
that's pretty
with,
neat. That's pretty
that
darn
neat. That is neat.
That's
yeah.
a good movie, too. Thank you, Leanne. That's a good one. Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning.
All right, you get the final word on this. What's the movie that you just can't shut off?
Sandlot.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yes.
That's good.
What was the lifeguard? Wendy Peffer?
Wendy Peppercorn.
Peppercorn.
Yes.
Yeah, Wendy Yay. Peppercorn.
I don't want to play with trucks anymore.
Wow. Wendy Peppercorn. That's a really good movie. I follow that kid on Instagram, the guy
Squints.
With the red hair and all the freckles.
That's a what's his name?
He's the catcher.
His Ham.
Yeah.
That's
the Great Hambino.
The Great Hambino. Yes. That's what it is. Yes,
he's
thank
got
you.
A fantastic Instagram account. He's always
funny.
Doing funny dance moves. And he had Squints on there the other day with him.
Ham that's Porter. That's his name.
Yeah,
Ham Porter.
Oh,
yes.
Look at us, Matt. You got us all fired up.
the close up on that kid's mouth forever.
Ever.
Like, it'll always be etched in my brain.
So good. Matt, way to send us off, buddy. That's a pretty solid choice.
All right, guys, have a good one.
You
well,
too.
See you
thanks,
later.
Matt. Bye.